Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be looking at worship and doing a series on worship. And now, you may have a picture of what I'm going to do. It's nothing like that. I'm not going to be talking about what we do in a morning service. I'm not going to be talking about, do you sit or do you stand? Do you sing loudly? Do you sing softly? That is in it, but I'm talking about worship and how we worship and who we worship. And what I'm looking at is to say, what does it mean for me, David, to worship? What does it mean for you to worship? And not just on a Sunday morning, but the whole of our lives. So it's going to be a little different to what you might firstly go, what does worship mean? But I'm hoping and praying that it becomes something that helps to transform who you are. Many years ago, I was in a church, and at the beginning of this church, people were coming in and out and milling around. And there was one family that had a little bloke who was about 2 years old, two, 3 years old. And he was number three, and so he was an escape artist. The family had a number of kids, and so every now and then he would just disappear. And that was fine, more or less. One service, he kind of decided that he wanted to be a musician and started playing the piano during the message. Less good. But the one time I want to talk about is before the service began, a couple of minutes before, everyone sort of coming in, and he kind of escaped from mum and dad and came and sat at the top step at the platform and just sat there and watched. Elbows on knees, chin on there, just watching and watching. And as everyone came in, some people would go, why is there a child on the slide? And some people would smile and wave. Most people smiled and waved. And he was just watching and watching. And I remember sitting next to him saying, it's a pretty good view from here, isn't it? And then Dad came and realised and took him away. But who would like to do that? To just sit there and have everyone come in and look at you and to evaluate you? Because there's times where we feel as if we're in church or in anywhere and we're being evaluated, we're being judged constantly. We feel like that. And we feel very vulnerable like that. And I think there's God's calling us to say, how are we becoming vulnerable before people? Because that's not what our society teaches us. That's not how we're taught to be as people, but particularly as Christians. We're taught that we need to be strong. We need to be able to look after what's around us. We create a fence, a boundary, that protects us and looks after us. But God's saying that in community, that's not who we are to be. If we are to love and connect with people, we cannot be like that. And yet that's who we are. We tend to create these walls. We tend to create these safe structures around us because we are to be strong. We are to be confident. We are to be able to look after ourselves. And so we as a people are much rather help someone else than to be helped. We'd much rather to help someone than to ask for help. But being vulnerable is different to that. And God, we read the passage out before that Jesus said, come and be like children. Come and sit down to be vulnerable, to be less self-sufficient, to be less self-focused, and just to be able to sit there and to be able to connect with God and connect with people. In our age of social media, this is multiplied 100 times. Because when I was growing up, as we were growing up, what we presented to our world was us. And that wasn't necessarily who we were, but we presented as best as we could what we wanted people to think of ourselves. In the world of social media, there's people who are creating a complete image of themselves which is disconnected from truth. And we have a whole generation of kids growing up seeing that these people who are successful and have made it and are wonderful are doing all these amazing things and trying to strive to be like that. And that's not even related to who they truly are as people and the unreality and the unrealistic expectations of what that means. We create an image and present an image and say, this is who I am, and we all do it. We create an image and say, I am strong, I am okay, I am well, I am successful, I am whatever. And yet God's saying, is that really who you are? God saying that I don't want to deal with your projection of your image. I want to deal with you as a person. I want to deal with you who you are. I want to deal with your brokenness, your inadequacies, your humanity, your you. Are we willing to become vulnerable before Jesus? There's a story in John 12, and it's about Mary. Jesus is in with all these blokes, and they're all having lunch. A very blokey time. They're all sitting down. They're all having jokes. They're all talking, being men, doing men stuff. And then all of a sudden, this uninvited woman comes in, and this woman who, Mary, is got a bad reputation, who's not invited, that isn't supposed to be there, and she comes in, and she sits before Jesus and sits behind him and just cries. And as she cries, she uses her tears to wash his feet. And then pulls out a year's worth of wages of perfume and pours it over his feet. Shows that she is not this upright pillar. She has not got it all together, but she's coming forward before Jesus as a vulnerable woman, just saying, "You are worthy of all I have." There's a story of David that we just read out, and David sees God for who God truly is, and him being the king of Israel, sees that he's nothing but a person before, broken person before God, and he dances with all his might. He understands who God is, he understands who he is. Mary understood who God is, who Jesus is, and understood who she is. Those people were vulnerable before God. Are we willing to be vulnerable before God? I believe that something about worship means that we need to come back to knowing who we really are before God, and how that image that we present to our community and those around us just doesn't cut it before God. God knows who we are. God understands who we are. He understands what's going on. And we can lie to ourselves, we can lie to those around us, but we can't lie to the God who sees inside. We can't present an image and saying, "God, I've got it all together," when really we do not have it all together. If we're seeking to be known, if we're seeking to be connected, if we're seeking to be trusted and loved, then we can't live in an image that's fully self-owned and self-realized and self-connected. We need to become vulnerable. Psalm 33:25 says, "He made their hearts so he understands everything that they do." God knows us. He knows us deeply inside. He knows what's going on. He gets it. And he asks us to be vulnerable before him. Are we willing to be vulnerable before God? Are we willing to be able to be honest before him? Are we willing to be able to come on our knees and to say, "God, I'm nothing but a broken person, and without you I have nothing"? Are we willing to come in before God and say, "I've done it again, I'm wrong again, please help me, please heal me, please bring me hope, bring me a future"? Are we willing to lower ourselves and to be able to say, "God, please forgive me, for I have upset you and I have hurt you"? We need to come to Jesus daily to ask forgiveness, to repent, to be able to see him for who he is and see us for who we truly are. God asks us to be honest, to be vulnerable, and to walk with humility. John 12:23, "I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone, but its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it." We need to learn about what it means to be vulnerable, because vulnerability equals love. We cannot love, or we cannot be loved, unless we're vulnerable. If we are loving someone, we're giving a part of ourselves to them. We're giving the secrets inside to another person. Love is not just a take, but it's a give. It's a connection. And if we truly want to love someone, we become vulnerable for them. To say, "I welcome you to come into my life to understand me, to understand me more than anyone else. That's what love is. Love is that connection, that vulnerability, that connection between two people. Love before God means that same vulnerability. I give myself to you, God. I ask for you to come in to know me, to understand me, to help me to become more of who I can be. We need to be vulnerable to love. We need to be vulnerable to be loved. We can't be loved if we have this wall in front of us. We can't be loved if we're just disconnected from those around us, particularly those who are closest. We can't be loved by God if we've got this wall up saying, God, you can come to here, but no further. God's asking us to walk into this relationship with him, to walk in a vulnerability to say, God, I am open to you. Look inside. He knows what's there anyway. We're kidding ourselves if we think we're hiding something from God. But we're called to be vulnerable before him, to open up, to allow him to come inside, to connect with who we are, the deepest part of us. And if we're called to be a community, if we're called to be a family, then how are we loving each other? Churches are based on, many times, a non-vulnerability. Go with that. We're based on saying we are a people who are becoming stronger, who are becoming more courageous, who are becoming more self-sufficient, who are becoming more connected. And what we do is, as we become more of what a leader should be, of what a good minister should be, of what a good leader should be, we become less and less vulnerable because we are so much more together. But if we are called to love and called to connect together as a community, as a body, then aren't we also to become more vulnerable with each other? Doesn't that connect together? Because when we are so together, we cannot be loved by others because we're building a barrier that stops others from getting in. Okay, just as a reflection. How easy is it for us to ask people to pray for us? Because we're together. How easy is it for us to ask people to help us? Because we're all together. How easy is it to be able to talk with people and say, I'm struggling in this area? Because we're all together. How easy is it to be honest with who we are and with how we're feeling? Because we're all together. But if we're called to love, if we're called to connect together, then we're called to be vulnerable with each other. And I'm not saying that any of this is easy, and I'm not saying that any of this is a part of our society's expectation, but who said the church is the same as a society? Who says the church is the same as a community? Who says the church is, in some cases, the same as our family? We're called to love each other, to care for each other. And I know that one of the vulnerabilities of that is fear. That fear limits us. Fear stifles us. And yet 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love drives out fear. We have no need to fear. Fear of being hurt. Fear of being let down, fear of looking bad, fear of failing, fear of being rejected. We're called to love. We're called to be vulnerable, to extend ourselves to love another. And there are parts of that which may hurt. But we don't not risk because of what might happen. God's designed us to walk in relationship. God's designed us to be vulnerable, to need to be vulnerable for relationship. 1 Chronicles 28:9 says, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. We can think we're hiding, but we're not. We can come to God and say, I've got it all together, but he knows we haven't. We can come to God with all sorts of lies. Lies is hard, isn't it? But we can come to him with all sorts of image issues, with all sorts of issues, and say, I'm together, God, I've got this. And God says, have you? We can come to our community and say, I've got it together, but we're doing ourselves no favours by that. Psalm 139, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God knows me. God knows my strengths. God knows my weaknesses. God knows my failing. God knows my successes. God knows my insecurities. God knows my confidences. God knows me. God knows us. Now, when I talk about being vulnerable, there's something I need to qualify and say, vulnerability does not mean doormat. Vulnerability does not mean we are okay to be abused. Vulnerability doesn't mean that I can't hear from God. I can't chase after God. It doesn't mean that I just have to accept and be told everything of what I should do. Vulnerability isn't about me being told what to do, but vulnerability is me being open to relationship and connection with people. Because we're afraid when we let down the guard that's around our heart, when we let down those walls and boundaries, we give power to other people in our lives. And vulnerability means we're giving power to others. But that doesn't mean we walk in a place of abuse. It doesn't mean we just allow anyone to do anything we want. Vulnerability means opening up, but we still have, we have to be able to stand up for who we are within that, to stand up for what God has for us, to stand up for the person that God's creating. God needs us to be vulnerable because without being vulnerable, we have no healing. If we are looking for healing, of help, of hopefulness, then we need to be able to open up for God to be able to come in. We can't just keep those walls up and to say, God, fix me because I'm broken. We need to see that God can come in, and we need to invite God in to be able to be open to that. William Temple's definition of worship is, he says, worship is many things, all gathered up in adoration. The most selfless emotion of which our nature is capable, and therefore worship is the chief remedy for that self-centeredness, which our original sin and the source of all actual sin. Worship is a reflection of our vulnerability. Worship is opening up to God and allowing God to come in, to be able to give to God what God truly is, to be able to say, this is me, but God, this is you. Worship is a reflection of our vulnerability before him. An openness to seeing him do things in our lives. We need to understand the difference between vulnerability and insecurity. Vulnerability isn't insecurity. It's a confidence of who we are. Vulnerability isn't saying, I've got nothing, I'm useless. Vulnerability is allowing people or allowing God to get in, to connect. But it's not about insecurity. I believe that security and confidence comes from vulnerability. The inner confidence of who we are, the inner strength of who we are, comes out of allowing God to come in and build us. That if we are self-reliant and self-strengthened, we're not actually building confidence in who we are. We're building an image or a front. We're called to open up to allow God to do God's stuff inside of us. Luke 12:25 says, there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear of the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after killing the body, has the power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. We are to fear God, to not fear those around us. Our vulnerability between people is based on our fear of what they may do or what consequences might come. But God is calling us to break down those barriers, to break down those walls, to be able to be open to walk in relationship and connection. We're called to love, to connect with people, and to build that relationship with each other. We're called to connect with people and to connect with God, to walk with each other. There's a book that was written called Feet on High Places by Hannah Hernand, and it's a story of this little kid that was called Much Afraid that went on a journey, and she was given the legs of the legs of a deer to be able to climb and to go through the mountains. And there was an interview with the author, and she said, "I witnessed the gentleness of the shepherd amidst the difficult journey, and I started to see how my own heart had been hardened through seasons of toughing it out. I hadn't wanted to risk softening my heart to God when I still felt bruised by what he could have prevented. I came to understand that although my own spirit was soft and open toward others, in many ways it wasn't soft and open towards God. The trauma of my past pain hadn't been wrapped up in the love of God and healed. I was protecting myself from him rather than going to him as my source of loving comfort." Much Afraid, the character in this book, who eventually took on her new name of Grace and Glory, knew the shepherd's gentleness, even in the terrible fire of his love. The shepherd was always so present and compassionate, and I was reminded of how he always remained so near to me throughout the suffering. I started to learn that it isn't courage that leads to possessing vulnerability towards God, but a true knowledge of his gentleness. What leads to a heart open before God is an understanding of his goodness and his character, even within sorrow and suffering. C.S. Lewis said, "To love at all is to be vulnerable." I think the most courageous thing we can ever do is to be vulnerable. To be so brave, to be open up, to be willing to be let people into who we are. It's not natural. It's not what we're taught. It's not easy. But if we want to walk in relationship, there is that place of opening up to allow people in, opening up to be honest before God so that he can come in. We're not called to give a little bit of ourselves to God. We're called to give everything to God. Jesus showed us what vulnerability is. Jesus went to the cross. He gave us his all. He didn't deserve that. Jesus gave us all that he had. He made himself vulnerable. He could have protected himself. He could have walked away. He could have changed everything. But he made himself vulnerable to go, to be mistreated, to be lied to be rejected before people, to be led to the cross, to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus showed us what true vulnerability is. And if we are to become like Jesus, then we're called to become vulnerable like Jesus. Not to give just a little part to Jesus and say, "You can have this," but to give all of who we are. Worship is coming before God with this vulnerability. To come before God and to say, "Who I am, you know. You know who I am. You know my good, my bad, my right, my wrong, my strong, my weak. You know who I am. Jesus, take me and help me to become more like you. Give me forgiveness. Give me healing. Give me wholeness. Jesus, allow me to serve you and to become more like you in everything that I am." So what is worship? Worship is a vulnerability before God. Worship is coming before God and saying, "God, I don't have it all together, but I'm getting there. And I'm getting there because I've been vulnerable in the past and you're helping me to know more of who I truly am, who you've created me to be. And you are doing great and mighty works in me, and God, do more. I open my heart, I open my life, I realize who you are as David did, And I honour you, trust you, believe in you, and grateful for who you are. Let's pray. Jesus, we worship you and we honour you. Father God, you are the creator and the sustainer of all life, and we come before you as broken vessels, as your creation that's gone wrong. But Father, we recognise that deep within us is your beautiful image. And Father, I ask that you help us to open our lives so that who you created us to be is revealed and come out. Father, help us to be vulnerable before you. Help us to be vulnerable before each other. Help us to be people of love, of strength, of courage. Father, help us to honour you and to become more like you in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.